You got to have fun in this, beloved. This is the most exciting times I've ever seen in my life. We have the greatest opportunities. The tools we have now are remarkable. Things I'm able to use now took me hours to search out. I have them on my fingertips just like that. But I'm not just dependent on myself. I'm not just dependent on what I know. I'm trusting in the body. And you know what? Just because they don't see like you, or they haven't seen as far as you have, don't mean they don't see. And when God lays a discipline on you, it's for teaching. Either yourself or someone who needs it that can't reach to it yet. And then when we begin to bring it together, we won't be able to believe what God has done. But because He hasn't got anybody so sought out, because He does seek us out, but so I want to say this right, so that you don't think that you're the highest and the greatest. Because tomorrow, someone else is going to show up with a little better revelation. And you'll either respond because it's true and you never thought of it, or you'll say they're wrong and you'll stay right where you are until you move off that peg of knowledge. Doesn't mean that it's not important, doesn't mean that it's not foundational. In Hebrews 6 it says this: leaving the principles of salvation. And maybe another word there, but same thing. If you want to look at it, you can look at it and see. We're moving into a greater life in Him. Now, we're beginning to live in a resurrected life. We're beginning to learn how to live above the lives that are before us, even within ourselves. And we are now learning how to live as He would live. Get this now. In us. Whew! Aren't you glad? Hallelujah. How many have fears in you? How many fear things? Just be honest with me. How many have fears? I'll bet you if I could get into your head, and I don't want to, probably could, I could pick them out. There is no fear in Christ Jesus. You need to take those things. I'll give you another one. How many have incompetencies? I'm one. What do you do with them? Some of them, nothing. Some of them are so great, I don't even want to think about it. But what happens if I approach it with the attitude of thought that I'm going to conquer it? Will the fear leave every time? And when you've conquered it, what have you done? Hallelujah. Kinsey, if you'll put up my... Oh, we have... This is what we have to do next. Glory to God. Thank you, Larry. You reminded me. Glory to God. We need to take a, we need to take up offering, glory to God. And I'm going to just say something. I don't usually say anything at all about offerings, you know that. But I believe that God's going to push on some of you and your wallet. Nobody likes to hear that either. Let me tell you something. If God does, and listen, are you hearing it? It's got a little bit of a conjunction there. If God does, I'm not pushing on you at all, but I'm just going to give you this. Obey Him. Because in giving you receive. If you want to see your money grow, whether you get another dollar more or not, follow this principle. And you'll see that God is faithful and just in giving you money too. Glory to God.
Great is the Lord God Almighty. Great is the Lord on high. Train of
is the Lord. Do we have any testimonies before we get started this morning? Something that God might have done through the week, that something in your life that you might want to share? Kidney stones are gone. Look at that. You don't know that her kidney stones were so big that they couldn't come out. You didn't know that, but this is what God does. He's bigger than we are. And so he puts us in these places so that you might walk with the resolve about you that the God in you is bigger than the circumstances that might come on you or around you. And that because he lives inside of you and he dwells in your heart, he doesn't dwell in everybody's heart. Only those that ask him. Some don't even know that he had already purchased them. They don't even know he loves them. Because of all the things they've done, that's not right. They didn't know anything about that, whether it was right or wrong. We'll say, well, how could that be? Well, I'm telling you, not everybody lives in your world. And so, reach out. Be the God that is of the impossible. Let the God of the impossible come out of you in impossible situations. And take courage. And if you give him the credit, you won't be all fretful. Why are people fretful? Because basically, it's self-indulging. If you're fretful, you're doing the warring inside, not somebody else. Self-indulging. So bring out of you and into the areas that you need Jesus, and bring his word there and see how he will work for you. And guess what? He will work for anyone that asks him to in that manner. Now the word for ask is, when you ask, you expect to receive something. You don't ask knowing you're not supposed to get it. Perchance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Well, we're still on this right here. If you pull up the first page, honey, again. When shall the righteous shine forth like the sun? Both S-O-N and S-U-N. Isn't that pretty cool? Because light here is not just what we see. We'll get into it as we go, but this is so precious. I'm just taking it in increments. So that we might realize how valuable we are with God and how valuable we are in the earth and in God's economic structure in all of his universe. Humanity is the vehicle, or it's the economy that God is going to use in all of his creation. And he determined that, and so we're now starting to hone on our finances, or our finite parts of us, into a God-centered ability. As we do this, we'll see that we won't only be a son to bring knowledge of what he says, but we'll begin to look like him. Our very character will begin to project who he is. And the consciousness of God through his spirit will now take and ride in an authority in our minds that has the ability to give us instruction. Because we are not above instruction. nor does he blame us if we forget something. He's not holding anything over us that we should know. He knows. And the knower will reveal it. He will come to you if you want him to. And we have everything at our disposal. Now, I'm not doing it yet, but I probably will eventually. I don't need to, but I need to keep up with the times. And I'll probably have to get an iPhone sometime so that I'll just have my Bible at my fingertips all the time. And that's always been my desire. That's why I went to the Hebrew and the Greek. You know that. And so now I don't have to just depend on what my mind might be able to do in and of itself. But now I have helps so quick, so close to me, that the finite questions can be answered in a second. Glory to God. Aren't you glad? And so it says you get hungry enough. Glory to God. Okay, honey, now give me the second slide. I just want to run through this again. And so we've dealt with the works. Is that the third or is that the second? They that be wise, inherit the kingdom, Father's good pleasure, appointed kingdom, heir of the kingdom, all tears, and the Lamb is the light. Now we're going to go through some of them, but as we do, glory to God, it's really cool that there's those that be wise. Don't you want to be wise? Do you think you are wise? You can say yes, but you want to be wiser? You can say yes. See, there's no wrong answer here. Yeah, are you in the kingdom of God? Yes. Then you are actually living as an inheritor in the kingdom of God. But have we went all through the kingdom of God? Absolutely not. And so now we want to be the Father's good pleasure, don't we? Who's the Father? How do you know that? Hallelujah. This is what he said. And so that you can be very reserved, but yet very positive. He said, I don't do anything but what I see my Father do. Or I don't say anything but what my Father says. And I don't hear anything but what my Father hears. Now, if we'll do that, who will we be like? Our Father. Okay. And then, so now, and he has appointed us a kingdom. You see, how many are living in the kingdom of God? How do you know? Where are you living in it? What house you got? Come on, beloved. Why are you doing that? You should be up on your feet. Yeah, 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 yeah. You know why? Because it's not about houses. It's not about lands. It's not about none of that. You're a greater value than that. He bought the field, but he planted you in the field. You're the prize. Glory to God. That's what we started with in Matthew. He sold everything he had. He's invested all that God is. Can you hear this? Into man. So why would we think any less than we not be like our Father? But we are created in His image and in His likeness. But we're now learning. How do you do it, Dad? How do I take care of this, Dad? What's going on here, Dad? Because He's always going to be the head. We don't come to a place of perfection
I'm sorry about my my inabilities, but of the most, of the greatest, of the most of anything you could ever have. utility of everything or whatever, I don't know, but, huh? Epitome of perfection? He is. He is. And then we're the outrays. We're a many-membered body. It's going to take all of creation. Continually. I mean, because creation is not going to stop. To give you who He is. Whew, aren't you glad? And yet, in the midst of who you are, the icon, everything He is has been given to you. Glory to God. Now, when you figure that all out, you let me know. You get some words to take care of that one, let me know. Glory to God. And I'll be glad to put them on the docket here. Now, and then He made us heir of the kingdom. You see, He appointed us. So you know, isn't it wonderful when you find out who you are, your talents and your giftings and everything? Isn't that wonderful? Huh? You know you've been appointed to that? You know, as you become responsible, no one's going to take your place. No one picks you up and no one sets you down. My God. You have an appointment. I'm going to get a little bit. Even though you may be late. You ain't going to be that late. You see, because when Jesus came, He bought us lock, stock, and barrel. Good and bad. You're not your own now. You've been bought with a price. And He's appointed us to the kingdom. And so we're heirs of the kingdom. And then in Revelation 21 is a really good chapter. Hallelujah. It's not nothing to be afraid of. He wipes all tears away. And there's no more need of light. And I believe that's just that is the nucleus as a whole that's come to a place of completion. And at that point, it's that size. But it's complete. It's a moving organism that's complete, Walter. He became a man so that we might become sons of God. And so what happens here is, see how big this is? After Revelation 22, after this, there's a marriage, and then it just keeps getting bigger. Just keeps getting bigger. It just keeps getting bigger. And better. There won't be no more division in the body. Because the whole has come to become one. And they will know their functions and they'll not be ashamed of them. Which is bigger? Which is greater? Is your head greater than your eyes? Huh? Well, don't tell me you don't know what I'm getting at. Is your nose greater than your eyes? Is your mouth greater than your head? Now you see, have we heard these things before? Yeah. Do we know them? In part. What do you mean, Danny? I know every Greek alphabet. I know the Greek alphabet. I know every letter. I know. What are you talking about? It's when you know that I want to see with my eyes and not with my head. And I want to smell with my nose and not with my head. When I want to put my hand on something and not my head. Are you getting this? I want to walk, not on my hands. This body's going to be so functional. All this division that we have because of knowledge that will not complete be completed. Think that they're completed and won't work with the other one. That's what we're looking for, beloved. That's what's happening right now. Glory to God. And so it's going to stretch us. It's going to move us out of all of the perimeters, hallelujah, that have held us where we are. And He's going to lift us high above so we can see a full picture. See, it wasn't so big. Up here it looks pretty small. Glory to God. And so I want to deal with this. Just go to the third slide. Hallelujah. I want to deal with this last one. Last week we dealt with diligence, and we dealt with it just a little bit. Glory to God. And I don't want to spend a lot of time here, but I do want to deal now with purifying yourself. How many brush their teeth every day? How many? People brush their teeth every day here? If you don't, you need to. Because plaque is something that will take you out. It will. Plaque will take out your teeth, but only take out your teeth. It'll take out your health. If you don't do some diligence to your teeth every day, it only takes one day for plaque to begin to do its dirty work. It only takes one day for sin to do dirty work in your life. But I got news for you. All you got to do is get the toothbrush out. And see, some people, their toothbrushes are different because their teeth are different. That's why they make all these different toothbrushes. See? Now mine, it's really close together and all jammed together, and I couldn't even put floss through them because even wax floss would take, and I could never go all the way up because they would cut or they would break. That's how tight they were. Now yours, you may be able to go, you know, and have lots of room. That's easy. So it takes different. You may have to do things different. Not everybody has to come to your function to get the same result. Depends on you and how diligent you are. So that diligence is very, very important in the kingdom of God and in the sons of God, becoming light to the world. Listen, we have to be prepared to take on whole governments. Well, what do you think you're going to do there? Take everything they got and leave them with nothing? Oh, I'm just going to go to heaven. What are you going to do in heaven? I don't know. I've never been there. And some of the people that says they are, I think they were on LSD. Excuse me, but when they think that they can take all their possessions and God's going to give them all the worldly possessions there, that's not what he says. He says, you have to take none of that with you. So something doesn't line up here. Does it? Hallelujah. And so let's just look at this. Purifying. Let's go to 1 John 3. Now I want to read 1 through 3. Glory to God. And oh, help me, Jesus. Are you liking this? I hope so. Because I'm loving it. And so I guess you're going to have to love it too. And I'll do my best to make you happy. And so we have to look. I'm really taking a text out of John, 1 John 3:3. But we're going to look at what actually initiates that statement. Because it is a statement. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it didn't know Him. So, if you're in the world and you know Him, are you going to know us? Do you know that you're a son? Or do you think that you don't have a right to be a son? Or do you think that the sons are a privilege that only comes to a selected group? Or do you think that maybe He's talking to many different groups? And which group will you choose? Next one. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Now, isn't that cool? When is that going to happen? When is that going to happen? When we go to heaven. That's a message that's being given. Been given for centuries. I know I've been in the church since I've been about 9. And I'm not knocking the church. I love it. I won't do that. I'm here because of the church. He said in the last days He would pour out this understanding. And He's doing it. But you need to know that everything that you've come to be convinced on, and you know for sure, it's no less Him that came and give you the ability to understand such a thing as that. And it's not going to change. And it's not something that's going to let you down and be disappointed. It's not something that grows old. It's not something that changes its name. It's not something that you won't have in eternity, but just the opposite. It is a foundation that God is establishing you in. Glory to God. And He will establish you in every foundation that's necessary for you to be functioning as He has called you out from the very beginning. And you don't need any more than that. But you do need that. And you do need to know your identity. And you do need to know that the sons of God have many jobs. And not all of them will be doing the same thing. And God forgive us for portraying that. Beloved, now we are the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. One more example of that. Something simple, but yet we'll get the point across is, how many know that Jesus lives in your heart? Let me see your hands. What good is that? Come on, talk to me. Talk to me. You should be getting a little bit disturbed over me. You should begin, what are you talking about? I know what this, it's eternal life. It's eternal life. Right now. Glory to God. It goes beyond the natural. It's an eternity that lives within us. Oh yes, we just stepped into it. We don't even know much about it. But I'm going to tell you one thing. You need to know that when you ask Jesus in your heart that He ain't leaving. Hallelujah. And now you have a right to eternal life. Not to some darkness someplace, not to some imagination, not something that can be snatched out of you, glory to God. But you must know for sure, hallelujah. And when He came to me, I knew He forgave me all of my sins, hallelujah. Did I deserve it? No. Did I know how to get rid of all of them? No. Were some of them still alive? Yes, hallelujah. But in the processing, in His love and His grace and His mercy, He's enabling me to walk out of who I was and now who He is in me. And if you're just looking in a mirror of your inadequacies, at those to judge them according to your inadequacies, you're just looking into a mirror darkly. Woo! Hey! Hey! Glory to God! Glory to God! Get! You don't have to get so serious. Hallelujah! You need to be serious enough to say, "Amen." I'm up to this. I'm up for this challenge. Glory to God. Three. This is the scripture we're going to work on. We're just going to do it a little bit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And every man that has this hope, remember what that word is, it isn't what we use hope for. You know why? Because most of your hope has been based on a lie. It's been dependent on whether somebody does something right or wrong, whether they really tell you the truth or not. And you hope they're telling you the truth. But you're not sure. If they do tell you the truth, your hope comes true. But if you're a pawn for them, you'll be disappointed and say, "Who can I trust? Why not yourself? Why not Christ in you, the hope of glory?" Why not begin to administrate? Begin to come out with authority out of the heavens. You. And begin to speak to the things that are not according to His word that should be. And begin to speak things into being in your generation and in your application of life. And walk in a newness of life. Hallelujah. Knowing this, that the old man is being crucified daily, and that the new man is arising daily. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So, hope in Him. Purify Him. And every man that has this hope in Him purifieth himself, even as He is pure. Now, we don't have to do nothing. Well, the thing is, that statement's true. It's true. You can't make this happen. You see, the product has already been produced. It's already been manufactured. And so now, what we're doing here is we're believing it enough to actually step into it and become a part of that product. Hallelujah. Do you hear that? I believe that that's what God wants us to do. Purifying ourselves even as He is pure. And so we'll just look at a couple of references here. Let's go to Romans 4 and 5. Mighty God, there's so much here. I'll just have to So, honey, you'll have to really keep up with me now, because I'm going to be jumping around. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Did you see that? Are you getting that? Please write these down. You'll need these. They're good references. Hallelujah. So he's not talking about not working, but he's talking about, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly. That's us. When, as we're still being perfected. But listen to this. See, his faith. See, it's his word now that we're applying to the situation, not yet knowing how to operate fully and function fully into it. But by faith, we're doing it. We're stepping into it, not knowing everything about it. This you must do. And then what happens is, his faith is counted for your doing the right thing. Now, you know, I used to, you have to forgive me because I'm always exposing myself to you. And so you may see here some of my shortcomings that I may not yet have totally overcome. But it used to bother me. Please don't be offended. With retardation. It wasn't too good then. It's different now. But it wasn't too good then. But I still loved him. He's no less God than me. This is just one point to get you to relax a little bit on yourself and see that there's a progression going on where eternity is in your midst and it's gripping you and you are living it out now. You will not be any different, hallelujah, in the heavens as you are here. You just won't be. Now, so, you know, and I know that's going to cross some grains, but just hear me out. And so, that's not so now in me. I've actually been able to pray for him and see him change from my very eyes. There is no way I could ever do that. Never. No knowledge. No hocus pocus. Nothing. But the God inside of me. The God inside of you. Hallelujah. Will be challenged. What will you do in certain situations? And if the thought is being generated, find out what he did. And you do it. And you may be surprised. You can't believe it. No, because he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. He never changes in that aspect of his power and his authority. It's far greater than anything we could imagine. His faith will be counted unto you. It'll be accounted unto you. His faith, not your faith. His faith now becomes your faith. We have to learn that. Jesus never took credit. You know, I'm telling you, we have a whole society that says, me and somebody else, me and somebody else, me and somebody else. What's wrong with you? I'd get kicked every time if I did that. You always put somebody else ahead of yourself. Were you taught that, Nancy? That's a shame. Isn't it, Walter? Me and. Get that out of there. Because it's not us that should be seen. It's the Christ. It's the sons of God. It's the nature of God. Hallelujah, that should be seen didn't preach this, son. It just isn't taught. I'm not blaming anybody for not knowing. Hallelujah. So let's look at another one. We got to move across here really quick. Hallelujah. Let's go to Colossians 1 and 5. Hallelujah. And I'll just try to now give you a section of scriptures. For the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, whereof you've heard before in the world, listen, in the word of the truth of the gospel. So now we're looking at this again, and this is still on a faith motion here. For the hope which is laid up for who? In where? Where's heaven? Hallelujah, I believe I'm living in heaven. I'm living in the world, yes, I know. But I'm going to tell you something. What happens to you when the anointing falls upon any of you? Does it ride over your circumstances? Does it give you a sureness about you? Then you might think, just don't let your spirit depart from me, Lord. Because he's not over there. He's not where? Well, where is he? Hallelujah. And so why not enjoy him now? Why not receive him now? Whereof you have heard before in the world of the truth of the gospel. In the word of the truth of the gospel. Okay, honey, give me next scripture is 2 Thessalonians 2:16. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which has loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through what? Through grace. Glory to God. And so, this grace is actually, he's giving you the answer. And you can take it to the bank. It'll work. There's fundamentals in economics that always work. You get all of them fundamentals and you think that that they have it today in a credit card, you're crazy. Thank God for the credit card because it put a lot of people kind of a little safety net on them. But if you don't pay your credit card, you're in a worse shape than you were before you ever got it. Because you still owe it. But not in him. This grace, it's free. This grace is poured out on us. This grace, he always will give us. And he'll never get tired of it. Glory to God. Titus 3:7. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of what? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you excited? I mean if you was at a school and you were studying for a degree and you had to know all the answers, would you be eager and excited about the answer? I'm telling you, he's given us the answer. We are living in eternity right now. And you can enjoy it. And you can see that your presence will change the presence of the people and places around you. You will see that this God is not short in his love for his people and the people around him. And you will see, if you'll let yourself go and trust him, that he will take and actually you'll become a light. But it won't be for people to go away from you, but it will be like a magnet that draws steel. Because there won't be no condemnation there. Only love. Glory to God. Let's go to Acts. Go to Hebrews 6:18. Glory to God. Just give me a few more minutes. Hallelujah. Hebrews 6:18. That by two innumerable things in which it was impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation, who have fled for refuge to lay hold, listen to this, upon the hope set before us. That's a pretty stiff one, isn't it? Better read that again. That by two immutable things in which it is impossible for God to lie, we might have a strong consolation. Who, having fled for refuge, to lay their hold of the hope set before us. Now, if you got a problem, what's it tell you to do? It tells you to go to Him, lay hold of Him, don't let Him go until the answer comes. That's what it says. It's really not a hard saying. It's just saying, I have the answer. Just come and you'll see. I'll give it to you. Glory to God. Glory to God. So now in the purifying, glory to God. Hallelujah. Mighty, 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 mighty God. Help me, Jesus. Glory to God. Acts 15:9. And put the difference between us and them, purifying your heart by faith. If you'll just look that up, I'm just going to give you these to help you. You need to write them down. You need to do a little study on your own. You get pretty happy with this. Go to 2 Corinthians 7:1. And I'm just giving you the key verses here. There's a whole message right there. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of what? Oh. We never hardly say the spirit, so do we? How do you have a bad spirit when you're caught up in spirits? Bad spirits. You know what bad spirits are? Things that are opposed to God. Whether they're a name, a place, a thing. And so, what are we supposed to do with this? Let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. What are you perfecting the holiness in? In you. Glory to God. So the Word of God now comes to work, and as we put it to work in us, guess what it's doing? It's doing its work. And as you pick it up, as you understand, as you begin to operate in it, now it's perfected in you. And the degrees will increase as your hunger gets more. Hallelujah. How many leave a job half done? Can't stand it. If you do, it's a bad practice. It will not be a good thing for you. Finish it up. You don't have to please somebody else, but you have to finish it up. And then everybody sees what your finished product is. If you don't like it, work on it. But finish it. Because it will be completed as you finish it. Whether it can be better, that's another point. Are we getting it? Relax a little bit. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hebrews 12:4. We have not yet resisted unto blood, striving against sin. Glory to God. You want me to go into that? I won't go into it because it'd take a little while. Glory to God. But some of us have resisted unto blood, but not in everything. But in some things, some have. Exactly, life and death situations. We hang on to God when death is there and it's impossible. When we have things happen to us that have, the only remedy they have is God in it. I guarantee you, at that time you have. And God will come through, however He comes through. 2 Peter 1:4. Whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of a divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through what? Through lust. Now, as far as I'm concerned, what's happening in our gas is a lustful thing. 50 cents a gallon overnight is a lustful thing. It doesn't change that fast. Except they do it. And of course, they got us where we will pay for it. 2 Peter 3:14. That's just one example of lust. Hallelujah. And it won't pay off. 2 Peter 3:14. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such a thing, be diligent that ye may be found in him in peace, without spot, without blemish. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to stop right there. I've got more, but I'm going to stop right there. Hallelujah. And because of the time, and I appreciate that. I'm trying to be very disciplined with the time as well. Hallelujah. Let's stand.